I'm Rick Henson with this Western Iowa News update for July the 4th. An investigator with the Iowa DOT's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division reports three people were injured during a single vehicle accident early this morning, 6 miles southwest of Red Oak. 40-year-old Martha Angeline Oltmans of Villisca was traveling north on Forest Avenue at around 3:55 a.m. when she failed to negotiate a turn at Fernwood Avenue. The 2003 Ford Taurus she was driving went straight off the road and into a ditch before hitting a driveway ditch at 2796 Fernwood. The car flew over the driveway before coming to rest in a flower garden belonging to Raymond Cooper II of rural Red Oak. The accident caused the vehicle's airbags to deploy. Oltmans and two passengers in the car, 40-year-old Jennifer Fitzwater of Princeton, Missouri, and 41-year-old Scott Goodman of Malvern, complained of injuries. The trio was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. A third passenger in the vehicle, 34-year-old Jay Leninger of Villisca, was not hurt. Damage to the car registered to Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca was estimated at $6,500, while Cooper's property sustained about $1,000 damage. Martha Oltman was cited for driving while suspended, failure to maintain control, and for failure to have insurance. An additional charge of operating while intoxicated is pending completion of the accident investigation. Officials of the Department of Defense confirm a soldier from Jefferson was killed last week in Iraq. 27-year-old Captain Matthew Gunnar Nielsen, an Iowa native serving on active duty in the U.S. Army, died June 29th in Badra, Iraq. Nielsen was killed during an indirect fire attack by insurgents on Contingency Operating Logistics Base Shocker while deployed to Iraq for Operation New Dawn, which was formerly known as Operation Iraqi Freedom. Also killed in the attack was 29-year-old Captain David E. Van Camp of Wheeling, West Virginia, and 29-year-old Specialist Robert G. Tenney of Warner Robins, Georgia. All three soldiers were assigned to the 2nd Squadron, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, U.S. Army, based in Fort Hood, Texas. The attack remains under investigation. Nielsen was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska, Ogden, Iowa, and Jefferson, Iowa, where he was homeschooled. He attended the University of Northern Iowa, where he graduated cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts degree in History in 2008, and received a commission into the U.S. Army as a second lieutenant in the Armor Branch through the UNI Reserve Officer Training Corps, or ROTC, in May of 2008. Nielsen is survived by his mother and father, Christine and Roger Nielsen of Jefferson, his brothers Nathaniel, Jacob, and Luke, and sisters Heather, Kirsten, Teddy, and Emily. In a prepared statement, the family of Captain Nielsen said, "Since Matt was a small boy, he loved anything military, so he died doing what he loved best. Serving others was of the utmost importance to him and how he wanted to spend his life. He always gave his all, whatever he was doing. Matthew was a beloved son, brother, friend, and soldier. Funeral arrangements are currently pending." The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors has announced that applications are being accepted to fill the position of Executive Director. Board President Brian Church says they're looking for a candidate with a Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science degree and experience with chambers or nonprofit management. Experience in public relations or marketing will also be a key element in selecting the right candidate. A cover letter and resume should be sent via email to Ann, that's A-N-N, at AtlanticIowa.com on or before Friday, July 15th. The position was made vacant by the announcement this past week. Current Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ann McCurdy has resigned, effective July the 29th. Council Bluffs has halted testing of its tornado sirens amid Missouri River flooding. The city's public information officer, Don Gross, says the sirens were to have been tested July the 10th, but officials decided to hold off. He says there's concern residents would think there was a flood-related emergency, such as a levee break or forced evacuations. The Army Corps of Engineers is releasing massive amounts of water into the river from dams upstream. Those releases will keep the river above flood stage in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska at least until August. Council Bluffs officials are urging residents to prepare for widespread flooding should a levee fail. The flooding along the Missouri River is putting a financial strain on people whose homes or farms are underwater, but some help is available. Officials predict the river will remain high until at least August, so some people who have had to evacuate could be out of their homes or businesses for several months. Iowa officials say homeowners who have been displaced by the flood and are struggling to keep up with their mortgages should call the state mortgage helpline at 1-877-622-4866. Beaches at six Iowa state parks are dealing with some high fecal bacteria levels. Safety warnings have been posted at those beaches after samples taken last week showed high bacteria readings. The affected beaches are Emerson Bay at West Okoboji Lake, Geode Beach near Danville, Beads Beach near Hampton, Backbone Beach near Strawberry Point, Lacey Keosauqua Beach near Keosauqua, and Springbrook Beach near Guthrie Center. High fecal bacteria readings typically mean the presence of organisms that can give people diarrhea, stomach aches, or skin infections. Iowa health officials advise swimmers to avoid swallowing lake water and to bathe immediately after swimming. And finally, in Western Iowa news, a man has died after his tractor rolled on top of him while mowing over the weekend. 70-year-old John Larson was mowing grass Saturday afternoon in a ditch outside of Chiron when the terrain became too steep and the tractor rolled. Larson died at an Ida Grove hospital. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News. Don't forget you can find all the 4th of July activities on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the Daily Diary page under our community hub.